NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey! Ireland, how are you? Come on in, cuddlies. Let's do this thing, shall we? Let's give Ireland a radio show between now and 4:30. It's Ray here. It's JP over there.
Hi.
Let me tell you, I am delighted. Delighted to be coming into work on a sunny day such as this.
Right, that's good.
I am absolutely thrilled. Dumped the kids at the school. Like, I had to say to them, drop and roll, boys.
Tuck and roll.
What is it? Was it tuck and
is
roll?
Is it tuck and roll?
Tuck and
safe?
Roll, yeah. So I slowed down the car.
Just about.
And they rolled out with their school bags, their lunch boxes, patted themselves down, and in they went, just in time for 8:30. Then off I went, got a bit of sunshine this morning. Someone sent me this on Instagram. This is brilliant. Like, I wish this was a full song. You know, when you're at a party, a house party, it's been a long time now since I've been at a house party. You ever go to you're at a house party and there's only the one toilet and you're queuing to get into the jacks? A man has written a song about that experience.
All right.
His name is Tom McGovern 27. Tom McGovern 27 on Instagram. And it's so good. The song is so good. Like, it's funny. His observations are funny. And particularly about coming out of the toilet afterwards. That's what his observation's about. But the song is just brilliant. Have a listen.
You're in the bathroom line at a party. You step inside, it smells like someone just took a poo. You know you didn't do it, but it smells so gnarly that whoever walks in next is gonna think it was you. No. So you step outside, waving your hand to your nose, and you point over your shoulder saying that wasn't me. But they think that you're lying, sometimes that's how it goes. They all think that you pooped while they were waiting to pee.
Is this brilliant, Jim?
They all think that you pooped while they were waiting.
They all think that you pooped while you were waiting to pee. Sorry, it's they all think.
I don't know the lyrics yet. It's my first time hearing it, Ray.
They all think that you pooped while they were waiting to pee.
They all think that you pooped while they were waiting to pee.
That's true of any public toilet situation. Like, public toilets in work, like shared toilets in work. If you're in the, you go into the jacks and you're like, oh, it stinks. Now everyone's going to think it was me.
The worst thing is if you go into the jacks, it's empty. There are two cubicles. You go into one cubicle, it's not been left in the best state, so you go into the other one. Then as you're leaving, somebody else is walking in.
Just at that moment, you're walking back out of the cubicle, having decided, no, I'll try the other one. Someone walks in, and it's usually Matt Cooper, the absolute worst person you want walking into you in the jacks and judging your cubicle behaviour is Matt. And Matt giving you that look. His
withering look.
His glance of interrogation. Mm. There are ministers who lie awake at night, petrified about that look from Matt Cooper. And that's the look I get when I walk out of a cubicle and go, that wasn't me, Matt. That wasn't me. Giving me today, FM. I just can't say Jazzy without being a fool. Jazzy and giving me Jazzy. Not Jazzy. Oh, I'm feeling pretty Jazzy. I'm jazzed this afternoon. Rocking out on the radio. Ireland, good afternoon. The gang's all here.
Hello.
We play the music you love Tuesday afternoon, today FM radio.
Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Society's breaking down. Have you seen this?
All right.
Yeah, society's breaking down. We're in the midst of a societal breakdown and lovely sunny weather on the one hand. On the other, society's breaking down. The social contract is being obliterated before our very eyes, and manners, common sense, normality, normalcy, it's gone beyond a joke. We've got young fellas with their hands down their pants. Mm. Everywhere I go, there's a young fella with his hand down his pants. It's ridiculous. I was a young fella once, and I rarely put my hand down my pants. Now everywhere you go, there's a young fella with his hands down his pants.
Have pockets gone out of fashion?
No, there's pockets on the pants. They just don't use them. Or you could put your hand, you could adjust your business via the pocket. Is that what you're saying? If you want your hand to be that close to your warm spaces. That's what I call them.
What is the hand doing down there?
They want their hand fully on their business at all times. It's absolutely ridiculous. I saw two young fellas talking. When I say young fellas, we're 2022.
Right.
Standing chatting to each other, wearing shorts. Just chatting. Hey, how's it going, man? How are you? Yeah, how'd you get on the exams? When are you in third year now? When are you guys back?
These two lads sound like a hoot.
You're going into arts. Yeah, I'm back in arts. I passed the exams. Back is starting back in again first week of October. Take your hands, me driving
past.
How
long were you standing beside them taking notes on their conversation?
I pulled up in the car beside them and all the windows down. And eventually I said, will you shut up and take your hands out of your pants?
All right, yeah.
All Under Armour. Under Armour. Underpants is what G needs. Unless you were Under Armour.
Of course, when I was growing up, when I were a lad, there was the rhyming rule for life. Golden rule, mind your, etc, etc. So maybe they're just being very security conscious.
Isn't that a sporting thing, though? Mind your tackle. Mind your business in a kind of a sporting sense. Wear like a jock strap or a protection. Well, jock strap, is it? That it kind of defend you in a sport that's sort of going to be hurting you or exposing you in that way.
Listen, I'm just spitballing. I don't know why people, or lads particularly, have their hands down.
Just stop it. Just cut it out. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's the social contract, lads. Manners. Further instances that society's breaking down. Mm-hmm. I was in a coffee shop on Saturday afternoon. I was in a coffee shop and an adult woman walked in with two of her children.
Okay.
And
the woman, right, yeah.
Had no shoes on. No shoes or socks.
Was this cafe beside a beach?
No. It was a regular...
Was it a seaside cafe?
No. Okay. It was an insomnia cafe in urban suburbia. And again, I turned to my wife and I loudly said, the social contract is breaking down. Where's the manners? No more than them young fellas that I pulled up next to going back to UCD next week. I said the social contract is just breaking down.
Right, did the children have the shoes on?
The children did, actually.
Well, they had sense. They had sense.
Her children. But the grown adult woman had no shoes or socks on. Inside in a shop.
There's broken glass. There's dog poo.
Is it me? Have I turned into Victor Meldrew, I think?
No. There's no excuse for being barefoot
it's
in a cafe.
Absolutely disgraceful. Then the young fellas then with the two instances then on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
I was walking out. There were tourists. It was kind of a touristy, but it's Killiney Hill, so it's South Dublin near Dalkey. And I was taking my dog for a walk, and two instances of a group of young men. One group of young men were Irish, and the other were Spanish or something. And at two occasions, they've got Bluetooth speakers, and they're listening to music loudly, hanging off a Bluetooth speaker, a JBL, hanging off their backpack. And I said to them, it was just me and the dog. I said, Fred, I said, the social contract is breaking down here. It's gone beyond a joke.
Do you know, I see a lot of fellas on bikes with speakers hanging off them as well. So they're cycling on a bike.
We don't want to be here listening to what you're playing. The rest of us don't want to listen to your playlist. There's a fella on the train doing the same thing, blaring. We were all terrified of him. Nobody wanted to say anything.
We should bring back military service. Did we ever have military service?
We never did, but I'm all in favour of it. Or execution, public execution, for minor infractions.
Well, it would be a deterrent.
When I have the dictatorship.
Yeah. Would you lose your hands if you had your hands down your pants?
Oh, no, you'd kill shot. Dead, right. Dead. Oh, okay. yeah.
Would you be one of the hit squads patrolling the streets in a van?
No, I'd have my own. I'd be running kind of rallies, I'd say. I'd be up on a big podium.
Right, and would you have an armband on of a particular colour?
Not necessarily, no.
Right, okay. Do you have a moustache in this dream of yours, right?
I haven't thought that far ahead. And the best one.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
I saw a woman this morning in 26 degree heat. Again, a Taurus. 26 degrees, sun beating down on top of us. She was wearing a hoodie with a jacket over it.
What?
She was wearing a hoodie with a jacket over it. And this heat, wait for it.
What?
And over that then, over her shoulders, wearing it like a shawl, she was wearing a yoga mat.
What?
Like a blanket. A yoga mat. Obviously, she was getting out of the car and she was like, I'm perished, I'm frozen. She put a yoga mat over. Like, she was a Taurus.
We need to close the borders.
I was just saying, this is what I'm saying. It's the breakdown, lads, of the social contract. Mm. We need to sort this out. Any more instances that we need to address here? This is an open forum as we set up our outrage party. 0874-100-102 for your texts or your WhatsApps this afternoon. Because the social contract is breaking down, guys. One Republic on Today FM. The Arctic Monkeys on Today FM. Fluorescent Adolescent. Tuesday afternoon, Today FM radio, playing the music. Tuesday, I tried to say, but you know yourself. How are you? Ray's here, JP's.
How are you?
Roll call, actually. Ray on Sean, Jean-Paul.
Oh, sure.
And on the loads of texts on the social contract breaking down. You see, society. Society's crumbling.
It's gone, right? It's gone.
Just forget it. Between the Bluetooth speakers and the tourists with the yoga mat around her shoulders. A yoga mat. It wasn't even a blanket.
You're looking to bring in some element, and it's quite reasonable, I think, your proposal, ultimately, right? Some element of population control. Not before time.
To be a bit of a Nazi here. Between the rallies and the swastikas and the little mustache.
What is your proposal like to murder people that's not consistent with that character?
It's not murder, it's execution. It's
punishment.
Two very different things. Corporal punishment. Capital or corporal? Capital, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think, do you know what? There are overlaps between me and the Nazis.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Is this proposal of yours in line with Today FM's brand values?
I have to read the brand value document.
The horse
again.
Is somewhat bolted at this stage.
Happy pop music.
Music you love.
Friendly personalities.
And death squads.
Right. I have to check. I'll
control F death squads.
We better check it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, text 0874-100-102. Paul's getting involved. He said, where do we fill out the forms for Ray's militia? I've handed in my notice here from Paul. I would say don't quit the day job just yet. I am looking for volunteers though to operate on a part-time basis, kind of in their own time. I'm in a fighting age.
Right.
Who might be prepared to stand up for society, lads, because these Bluetoothers and these young fellas with the hands down their pants, we can't be having it anymore.
Ultimately, Today FM is not responsible for any actions you elected to take yourself.
I think my platform though, I can use my platform for good. For change, and I can use this happy, joyous space to create more joy in the world by shutting down this society-destroying behaviour. Let's see, Ray, when I was in the NCT Centre earlier, in the year, a whole family walked into the centre in their pyjamas. Well, no, that's unforgivable, I'm sorry. I was going to try and make an excuse, and because of the NCT, they can see your car at any time of the day or night. So what if it was 2 o'clock in the morning and they're looking at the car? Isn't that something they do to catch up with backlogs? No, we'd have to. I'm afraid we'd have to. We'd certainly lock them up for a very long time. Ray, if you were my neighbour, you'd hate me. I have music playing all the time. I can't do anything without music playing on my phone in my pocket. Why can't you put on headphones? Oh, here's another one now. Well, right. Actually, let me finish this. Hanging out the clothes on the line, music playing. Gardening, pulling weeds, cutting the lawn, music playing from Diana. Here's another one, Diana. People who can't put on headphones on the bus or on the train, that they have to look at their videos on their Instagram stories at full volume, including the ads. They can't do that. And furthermore, then, the people who take video calls. People who take video calls on the train without headphones.
Will you be arming train conductors going forward, Ray?
We won't. Well, it would be...
Will people just be thrown out the door of the train? It would be non-lethal.
A lot of... initially, we'd be going with non-lethal means of punishment. So we're talking nightsticks, those big long torches, you know those torches?
Yeah.
And pepper spray or bears, you know the bear spray.
Plastic bullets?
Not yet, but certainly for consideration.
In the conversation. Okay, yeah.
Using a golf umbrella as a parasol. It's not that sunny, lads. Bring back flogging from Red, sir. I don't know. Bring a golf umbrella as a parasol in what sense?
Like to shield you from the sun, yeah.
I know. Gary says, any chance we can get slow walkers that you can't get around? For the life of you, shipped out of the country too, from Gary. Gary, I'm okay with a slow walker, but when there's three slow walkers and they're taking up the entire footpath, then I need to do, as I'm passing. But sure, maybe I need to go further than that. Alright, what about people who put their bags on the seat next to them on public transport, from Ger? Ger, I'm absolutely with you. Get off the train. And speaking of social contracts, there's a plasterer on site here in Kilkenny in nothing but a pair of jocks, from Cian. Cian, I saw two joggers this morning topless, and to make matters worse, they were both men.
Ray Foley.
Horrific carry on.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a
D. Yeah, see, that's more like it. Happy pop music. Jess Glenn. Hold my hand, Today FM, playing the music you love. Yeah, they've had a word off air and they've asked me to back away from the whole Nazism thing. In fairness, I wasn't advocating in any way. It wasn't Nazism. It was like, there was definitely certain similarities, but I absolutely down with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Nazis, never a good idea. 0874-100-102. Damien in Sligo says, Ray, any parent wearing pyjamas on the school run should be dealt with extreme prejudice and neutralised on the spot. Love the show, eh? From Damien in Sligo. I mostly agree with you, Damien. However, there are allowances that can be made. Like, if you're very pressed and are tight on time, are you very don't get out of the car. You see, you can drive in the pyjamas, but then don't. Then you can't get out of the car if you're in the pyjamas.
Right. It's good to hear that you're applying some element of common sense and discretion in your decisions, Ray.
Oh, I'm not broad strokes, or there's not going to be...
super hardline.
No, absolutely not. And I'll hear each defence on a case-by-case basis.
Cool.
You know, we will hear, like, the tribunal will listen to your argument. Tony says, Ray, what about people who use the word hollybops? Oh, God, yeah. Off me hollybops? No. Can we beat them with their limbs? Asks Tony. I don't know. You see, the thing is, we are airing grievances, but it's the violence that people have an issue with. And that's, I suppose, you know, we can just air the grievances and call people out on it, but it's the violence that is certainly going to get us into trouble. See, the blood...
It's ringing.
See the blood rain? Did you see this? This is on all the newspapers.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
How are we doing?
Did I say it was ringing?
Yes, you did.
Oh, sorry. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather joins us this afternoon.
Hello, Alan.
How are you? Ray Foley, Connor from Today FM. How are you?
Good, Ray. Good.
I was reading all of the newspapers have this story. Ireland to battle rare Saharan blood rain.
That's right. Blood will be falling from the skies, destroying your cars.
Be like scenes out of Carrie, will it, Alan? As there's blood all over it. Is it actual blood? What's the story?
No, not at all. It's Saharan dust, that's correct. The term blood rain relates to red dust that falls from the sky in other parts of the world. But, you know, they just take these things and apply it to us because you get to make sound dramatic sounds.
Hang on. When you say dramatic sounds... How's that?
Yeah, exactly like that. But we get Saharan dust a couple of times a year. It's normally very faint. You might notice if you've washed the cars or the windows. But it has been quite... concentrated this time. So down in the southwest of the country last night and this morning, people got a proper covering of Saharan dust on their cars because the rain clouds brought it down. So the rest of us, it's kind of in a bit of a haze above us. Mm. It can make for nice sunsets, sunrises, so check out the sunset this evening. It might be a little bit more colourful than normal. But generally, it doesn't cause too many issues unless it rains. And as I say, if you've washed your car, you're going to walk out this morning and go,
oh, that was a waste.
Because,
how long is it going to be around for then? Because it came up, presumably, from the Saharan region. Does it blow back in that direction or does it go someplace else?
No, it kind of dissipates in the air. So okay. The concentration of it kind of falls away. It's going to stay over us for the next couple of days, but it's going to dissipate and become less concentrated. But it's there with the heat, so it came along with the warm air that's headed up over us. The Saharan dust was also caught in that warm air. I posted some satellite images yesterday on my social media, and you can see it really clearly because it was quite strong. But yeah, it'll be around for a couple of days, a bit like the heat, and I suppose things will...
Oh, sorry. I'm on a website here. I was playing a video on it. Sorry, go on.
But then, yeah, so the high temperatures and the Saharan dust will assure go back to normal next week.
Okay, we'll keep an eye. So it's only if it rains. So fingers crossed, because there's been no rain that well in Dublin, but you're talking about particularly where there's been showers. So if there's an odd shower or two, we might get a bit of it. Otherwise, we'll be grand. Alan, thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged.
No bother, Jed. Take care.
Look out for that Saharan blood rain.
He's very alarmist, is Carlo Weather, isn't he?
This guy comes on here and he frightens everyone.
Ray Foley.
Tell you what.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
All right, flip a coin. Roger Sanchez or Third Eye Blind?
Oh, no, you can't ask me to choose.
We'll be playing one of them next.
Come on! Great mornings begin with...
Now you're talking. Third Eye Blind, semi-charmed kind of life. Today FM, play the music you love. Sorry to the Roger Sanchez fans.
I can get him on in the next hour, though. It'll be all right.
Ray Foley in the afternoons, Tuesday. How are we feeling, friends? Yeah, people are exercised, animated about the breakdown of the social contract. Society's crumbling, guys, around our ears. Between young fellas with their hands in their pants and the Bluetooth speakers blaring music and people taking video phone calls on the buses next to you and putting the bag next to them on their community. It's just disgraceful.
You've become somewhat of a figurehead for the movement.
Certainly have. Yeah. I'm a leader, I suppose, and people want to follow. Mm. Paul texted, he said, people who stop for a chat inside a door at the top of the stairs. Bang, bang, two clicks, job done, from Paul. Again, Paul, there's no need for the violence. I mean, we are expressing our frustrations, and I suppose from that then we work out a solution. But it's not necessarily always violence or death. Stopping for a chat inside a door at the top of the stairs. I'll add to that then as well, people, when it comes to escalators. Yeah. Escalator, the moving stairs, yeah.
Escalators, yeah.
Either at the top of an escalator and then deciding, just stopping right there at the top and going, oh, where do we go from here? Is this get out of my way? Similarly, going down an escalator, same deal, it's just stopping. And similarly as well then, people in takeaways who we've been standing in a queue and then don't get to the top of the queue and then go, what'll I have now? Chips. You're having chips and a burger, like all the rest of us. €21,436.95.
Ray Foley.
I'm making the call in the cash machine. And
Care Plus, not all careers.
Roger Sanchez and another chance. This is Today FM playing the music you love with over €21,000 on the line this afternoon. I'll be making the cash machine call in just a few minutes. I've just been practicing here. I've been like... Hi. Barry's an actual nice person.
He's a pro. Well, yeah.
Barry's a professional and he's an actual nice human being. He's a friendly human being. He's great with people. He's a people person. He's a people pleaser, Barry, in so many ways. People are pleased to be around him. People are pleased to be engaged with Barry. Yeah. And it's not just because of the thousands of euro he's got in his back pocket for you. No, it's actually because he's got an engaging, warm, friendly personality. Mm. Me, on the other hand, I need to pretend to have such a personality in order to be around other people.
You're kind of doing an impression of a normal human.
That's it. And people can see through that. It's like that Uncanny Valley thing on...
Yeah.
An artificial, and it's AI.
It doesn't pass the smell test, right?
Just a bit weird. It's just, it's nearly there. It's nearly human, but it's not quite there.
When you've just been discussing death squads, coming across as a nice, normal guy who's a people person, it's a tricky balance.
You're determined to make me come across like a Nazi on this. I'm not a Nazi, okay? But some people do need to be shot. But there's been loads of different regimes, not just Nazi regimes,
right,
that have...
Are you saying the Nazis have given other murderous regimes a bad name?
No, there are lots of murderous regimes around.
Some less bad than others.
And it's not just the Nazis that did it. I think there's kind of a rush to label me a Nazi, whereas in fact I could be anything. Just because I believe some people need to be shot for the breakdown of society.
Tell you what, whoever answered the cash machine call better get the total right.
David's over there. You're going to be in serious trouble. David's over there, 0874-100-102. Yeah, we're talking about young fellas with the hands down the pants. We're talking about the Bluetooth speakers. David, 0874-100-102. Dahi.
Let's. What about people that come out of an event, football field, whatever it is, a cinema,
yeah,
and decide to have a full-blown conversation at the door and everybody's trying to get out?
Excuse me. Sorry.
They need a good bait.
A good bait. You see, beatings. See, we're not just specifically talking about killings. It's like a good hurt, a good wallop.
Yeah. It's like you said, corporal and capital. It's one or the other.
It's a mix of one or the other, depending very much on my mood and how I'm experiencing it. Yeah, that's fair enough. Those people... people who don't give you the little wave when you let them go in the car.
Yeah.
So you're on a one way, and it's like, I don't have to let you go because I have the right of way here. What I'll do is I'll let you, come on up. I'll let you go. Give me the flash of the lights. Come on up. Come on up there. Come on. And then it's a long old stretch because it's a one way. It's a two way system, but so many people have parked on this side that they have to go. So it's effectively a one way system, and all up along those parked cars, you're driving towards me. And you could at any moment, and it's a good 6.5 second drive between the point where you started driving up towards me and I let you go past me. And I'm looking at you, I'm eyeballing you those entire 6.5 seconds. I'm looking right in your face.
Little do they know the power you possess.
And you, because I could have you killed.
Yeah.
I could have you shot.
It's not about death, guys, though.
And the entire 6.5 seconds, you don't for a nano, you don't even glance. Not even a finger do I get of a little. When that's me and the shoe's on the other foot, I give you a full hand, all five fingers and the palm up in the window and a little wave, and I'm out there, thank you, thank you. Just to be 100% that people know that I appreciate that gesture. I'm doing my little bit to maintain society. Ross is over there as well. Ross? What?
Lads.
What?
I think you've outdone yourselves.
Thank you.
That was quite honestly the best start to any of your shows I've ever heard.
What's he talking about? The pooing and the toilet and the...
No,
the
your new right-wing slant.
Oh, really? Because I thought it was the pooing at the party. They all think that you pooped while they were waiting to pee.
And I've been listening to you guys when you were kings of the radio back in before the Ice Age.
I still think that we still got a little bit of that. Less so, we're a lot less popular and a lot more angry.
And I think that's it. I think you set the bar pretty high.
Really?
The rest of the show, not quite sure if it's going to live up to the hype. So you might as well go back home now, chill the beans. The feet up.
We'll just put on back-to-back.
Don't put your hands down your pants like those other clowns who are breaking the social norm.
Yeah.
It's all broken.
It's destroyed.
You guys, take it easy. Oh. Go home. Chill the beans.
I'm not chilling any beans.
Or Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey.
Love the show.
I think we've gotten everything off our chest that we wanted to get off our chest. And I think once our list of demands has been met... for the maintenance of the social contract, I think I'd be able to stand down my squads of angry,
the country will be in a better place.
Middle-aged.
It will.
I'm a figurehead for the movement, guys. I didn't ask for this. It's Blur, girls and boys. You're on Today FM. Streets like a jungle. Always. Some boys. Blur today FM. Play the music you love. Blow. Great blow. Quah. What was that? It was a blow. Quah. 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 Couldn't even see my hand moving because it was a blow. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it was a blow. Quah. Quah. See my foot move. See my leg move in the kick.
God, you're all about violence today.
Because it was a blow.
It's crazy.
Quah. Call a bishop. Do I call him your grace or your highness or your eminence?
Your excellency?
Your eminency?
Your excellency or your grace sound about right?
Your excellency.
I think so.
This is the National Ploughing Championships. They're not on today though, are they? They're just the announcement is today. Mm. The National Ploughing Championships expects 300,000 visitors across 3 days in County Laois, Europe's largest outdoor exhibition will feature 1,700 trade sites. And this is on in a couple of weeks' time, isn't it? Yeah, from the 19th to the 21st of September. And Saints have made the news today with regard to the ploughing championships.
Right.
They're asking the question at the ploughing, who's your top saint? Now, if I was on the spot, if I was just approached by a bishop...
If a bishop put a gun to your head and asked...
Well, he's not putting a gun to anybody's head. Now, let's be clear. But if he just randomly... He's got a clipboard and a pen, maybe. And he says, what's your favourite... Who's your favourite saint? Like, on the spot, you just off the top of your head, you go Patrick. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then second would be Bridget. So let's put those to the side. After that, then, who are you thinking of? For me, right away, it's Anthony.
Is he the patron saint of lost
things? The lost things, yes. Okay. So say a prayer to Saint Anthony. That's the one that comes to... There's Joan of Arc. Wasn't she a saint? And then there's St. Francis of Assisi. They're the ones that would have sort of come up in...
St. Valentine, if you're a lover, not a fighter.
Cullum Kill.
Yeah.
One of the Irish saints as well. Let me call my saint guy. Okay. He's not an actual saint. He's a bishop. So, like...
It's ringing.
This is Bishop Dennis Nulty, I'm calling. I think the ploughing is going to be in his diocese. It's going to be in his area, his purview this year. So.
Hello, yes. Hello, Bishop Dennis here.
Hello, Bishop Dennis. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Ray, it's lovely to talk to you. I'm very, very well. I'm glad to join you on your show on Today FM today.
Thanks very much. Thanks. We appreciate you taking the call. Your preparations underway for the arrival of the ploughing in your diocese in a couple of weeks.
Correct and right. This day, fortnight, the ploughing begins, Ray.
Yeah.
Over the 19th, 20th and 21st. In fact, I was at the launch this morning out on the site in Rathenisca.
Right. Do you need to give a blessing or anything for that, or do you need to?
I do indeed. Rest? Yeah, I usually do a blessing at the very opening of the official opening of it, and it's normally opened by President Michael D. Higgins, and then I will do a blessing prayer, and joined by the Church of Ireland Bishop and by other local clergy. It's always a very pleasant time. It's great to be involved in these things way in the heart of the country. I love it.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed for the you got a line to your man upstairs. Are we going to have some good weather for it?
It's interesting. I'm credited when the weather is good and I keep my head down when it's against the battle on the planet.
Maintain a low profile. Yeah, that's it.
Being Wellington both.
Yeah. Make sure you're prepared for all seasons. So tell us about the saint thing that you're doing at the ploughing
What we're asking, Ray, over the last number of years involved with ploughing, we've had Ireland's favourite poem, Ireland's favourite prayer, Ireland's favourite hymn. This year, Ireland's favourite saint. It's purely get people thinking and talking about saints in their lives.
Okay.
Somebody that impacts them. Maybe the saint goes back to their confirmation and what saint did they adopt then in their life? Uh-huh. Maybe a saint associated with local custom or tradition in their locality. And for people who have... maybe little faith today, still a saint can mean an awful lot to them. So it's amazing how strong people get on these issues. So it's important. And I find these little hooks are a great way of getting people into a stand and involved in the conversation and indeed attract attention, like people like yourself and others get interested in what we're about. Yeah. And I'm glad about that.
Fair
as well.
Enough, yeah, a good moment to kind of actually take a moment and think about what the saints mean to you. We were saying St. Patrick and St. Bridget are going to be run away. Like number one and two.
Bridges is high profile, having got a bank holiday especially assigned last year. You know, so she certainly
that's a vote winner, isn't
runner.
It? Cynical move by Bridget there. Cynical move.
She's a patron of our diocese, so it will be important.
Right.
There.
Okay, so she's local as well, of course. Did she? That's where she would have been near
Kildare,
you then.
Kildare was where her monastery was. Kildare.
All right.
It was a good debate. where she was born. The people of Monaster Evan think she was born in their area, and people obviously up in Fochard in County Louth and Armagh archdiocese think she was born up there. We won't follow that too much. The important thing is the monastery was in Kildare, and we'll live with that.
And what other ones then, aside from the big ticket saints like Bridget?
Let's go for the lesser known ones. One that impresses me a lot, not a saint yet, but he's beatified, a young guy called Carlo Acutis. Beatified in 2020. This guy died at the age of 15 from leukemia and had been tremendous interest in computer programming and wrote up different miracles and different lives of saints on the computer and helped people. And people who had degrees in computers were amazed how much this guy knew about coding and all of that. So he's held up as a guy for young people, as a kind of a patron of young people. That's one.
That's very recent. Did you say 15 he was when he died?
He was 15 when he died. Died in 2006, and he was beatified in 2020, 14 years later.
Wow,
that's very quick, that's
heartbreaking,
very
and very recent as well. Yeah, that's you'll very. So Carlo Acutis, you said. Sorry, go on.
Carlo Acutis.
Right.
You'll find that saints, some of them are canonized. In other words, they're noted by the church. They're recognized by the university. Others are saints by tradition, and it's a long time, like Patrick, like Bridget. Another guy I'll give you is a less well-known called Willibrord. I mention him simply because he has a strong connection here to Carlo. Born in Ripon in England in 658 AD, at about the age of 20, he came over to study at Loughlin outside Carlow, spent 12 years studying, was ordained there, and then went on the missions to what we called the lowlands, like the Netherlands, like Luxembourg, went over there with 11 or 12 missionaries. I went on a pilgrimage from Carlow, an ecumenical one we joined on a few years ago in 2017, and we look forward to going again to Echternach, where he's buried. He's an interesting guy. Willibrord is his name.
Willibrord, and a sort of a local boy done well internationally. And
correct tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. A guy who did well in his CEO and did and we encouraged him 100%.
Keep the head down, and get the points, yeah.
Correct tonight. Then again, there's an interesting pair which are just celebrated in August last month, St. Monica and her son Augustine. And we go back many years, Augustine 354 AD, Monica was 331 AD. And just, I think, what they're interesting is there's no parent that doesn't have some concern about a son or a daughter. And that's why these saints particularly maybe appeal to people, Augustine and Monica. There's many others. I love devotion myself to Our Lady on Tower of Knots, which isn't a saint, but it's a devotion, and a devotion loved by Pope Francis. And Pope Francis, I suppose, says to us, look at, priests, people of faith need to be in the middle of the field with the smell of the sheep. And that's in some ways what I'm trying to do and we're trying to do as the diocese, in the middle of the field of the ploughing championship, having a presence there.
You sure will. And there's going to be plenty of, you're going to have plenty of company there. Listen, thanks. And we could talk about saints all day. Some fascinating stories. Bishop Dennis Nulty, keep an eye out for Dennis at the ploughing championship and think about your saints before you see him. Don't be surprised. Don't just blurt out Patrick. Have a better story. Think of a better story. Start Googling your saints on Wikipedia, worth checking them out. Bishop Dennis Nulty, thanks so much for taking the time this afternoon.
Really lovely talking to you and all your friends on Today FM. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Much love. God bless. Blah, 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 blah.
Ray Foley.
Right, stay on Today FM.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Get him on again.
That is
get
what you want again. In a bishop.
He's great.
He's they've got services and lots of services. They're involved in youth work and various services and great work in the diocese. This is Kildare and Loughlin diocese. He's the bishop of Kildare and Loughlin. Mm. And their website is candle.ie, candle with a K. Candle.ie, worth checking out. And think about your saints.
Patsy's been in touch on 0874 100 102. Never mind voting about saints. Patsy says, he is the nicest bishop. Dennis is great fun.
I mean, he gets my vote. Generally are all right these
yeah.
days.
You know? But he's the best of a good bunch.
Well, fair enough. You know what I mean? He took the call. So he gets our vote. Keep an eye out for him, like I say, at the ploughing this in a couple of weeks' time. Right, stay on Today FM. Making your cash machine call in a couple of minutes. And we play Pitbull next.
75,000.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Pitbull, I know you want me. Cali Ocho, Today FM, in the music. You, Blau.
Hello.
Where's my name? There's JP.
Hiya.
We're talking to the bishop a few minutes ago. I never called him Your Excellency, Your Grace. Never asked him. Get him back on, ask him how do I address him? I just called him Dennis.
Very casual.
Bishop Dennis Nulty. He's going to be at the ploughing championships and he's going to be asking people, who's your favourite saint? And we were guessing Patrick and Bridget, of course, are going to be high flyers. Declan's over there. He's in Leitrim. 0874 100 102. Declan?
Well, Ray, Declan in Leitrim here.
Hello, Declan.
Just thinking now, out of all Saints, I'd say Nicole Appleton had to be my favourite.
Yeah.
Ray, love the show.
Hey.
No way.
Everyone know that Shaznay Lewis was the big performer.
JFM's Cash
Machine. Just being silly, Declan. And I know what you're trying to do. You're just being silly.
I like Melanie Blatt.
All right, boy. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Over 20... I better have this. I'm the one making the call for them. Over 21,000 euro on the Cash Machine this afternoon. If you manage to get your text in before 3 o'clock today, we could be calling you now. You know the drill. Answer within five rings and good luck.
One. Ring. Two rings.
Hello?
Hello, 2.5 rings. Who's that?
This is Una.
Una, how are you doing? Ray Foley calling with the Cash Machine this afternoon. How are you feeling, Una?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. I imagine you are pretty amazing with thousands of euro on the line today. What are you up to? What's happening?
Nothing. I actually just moved back from Vancouver last week.
Wow.
So, I'm kind of taking it easy, looking for jobs.
Just getting settled back into the Irish climate. What's how long have you been in Vancouver?
7 years.
Wowzers. And you're back for good now, are you?
Yep, back for good.
Okay, so just getting settled. Have you got some place to live or what's your story?
I'm just staying with family at the minute and then until I find my feet, we'll go from there.
Okay, well, I might be able to help you find your feet. How does that sound for you?
That sounds amazing.
Well, here's how it works. I call you. Yeah, answered within five rings. I just need you to give me the exact cash total for today.
Yeah, it's 21,436 euro and 95 cents.
Una, that cash is all yours.
Well done. Oh my god! Oh my god! Thank you so much.
How long are you back for? When did you get back into Ireland?
Only on Thursday.
Right, so you're only here a few days. Wow, you're probably still jet-lagged to bits. Sorry, I'm surprised you even remembered the total.
Oh my god, I accidentally took a 3-hour nap today and it's only 3 o'clock.
I love an accidental nap. Fair play. Okay. Any ideas how you're going to spend it? Are you looking for some place to live? Are you saving for some place?
You guys know, yes. I'm actually in so much shock right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And another worthy winner at 21,436 euro and 95 cents. Well done, Una.
Thank you so much.
And the winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Tuesday afternoon. Ray Foley and Today FM in the afternoons. How are you? Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hi.
The Gaulmont Hotel, they're looking after us this week. Actually, they're looking after you this week. www.thegaulmont.com. And we've got a two-night break at the Gaulmont with breakfast each morning. It feels weird to be saying Gaulmont. The word is Galmont, but it's in Galway. So we've got a two-night break, breakfast each morning, and dinner on one of the nights at the hotel's award-winning Marina's Restaurant, the luxury four-star Gaulmont Hotel and Spa in the very heart of Galway City, the perfect spot for exploring the best the city has to offer. Shopping, trad music sessions, boat tours and loads more in and around Galway. TheGaulmont.com for more. So text 0874 100 102. What are you having for the dinner?
That's the question we're asking.
What are you having for the
is
dinner?
Is there a right or wrong answer to
this? There's no.
What are you having
you
for
have
dinner?
No idea what the judging parameters are. Right. You could have a fancy dinner. You could have an awful dinner. You could have something between dinner. I'm having a chicken curry tonight.
Homemade.
It's my children's chicken curry, and a little bit of this chicken curry will be siphoned off by my beloved for myself, and that'll be my supper this evening.
I'm going to have two salmon fillets. They come in packs of two, but there was a deal on three packs for a tenner, so I figured I'd get in while the going was good. So I froze them and I'll defrost them then.
What are you having for the dinner?
What are you having for dinner?
0874 100 102. I tell you, we were talking to a bishop a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And now we're doing what are you having for the dinner? Mm-hmm. Ray Darcy is over there quaking in his boots. He's bricking himself. What are you having for the dinner? Ray Foley. And the dessert.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
No. Foley's doing what? That's my territory. What are you having for dinner, son? Voice notes and text. Oh, it's, they're sending them in.
Loads of them.
Look at you, like Egypt. You do anything for a giveaway, won't you? It's all unbelievable. 0874-100-102, and I'll play Taylor Swift next.
Click and collect.
Order FM News of Mind, the last word at 4:30.
What are you having for the dinner, Ben?
I've had it already, actually.
4 o'clock in the day, you've had the dinner already?
Yeah, I've stopped having, you know, late meals in the evening, because I don't get home until around 7 o'clock, and sure, then there's no point eating. It's just sitting your stomach all night.
Steve-O, what are you having for the dinner?
Oh, tonight. Oh, actually, I made a Spanish stew on Sunday in the slow cooker, so we'll be dishing up that for a second night in a row.
What's in your Spanish stew, Steve-O? Steve-O's Spanish stew.
Yes, indeed. It's quite handy, lads. It's chicken thighs because they're a bit more flavoursome.
They're more flavoursome. And a bit of fat on them, yeah.
Absolutely. And then you've got a bit of chorizo. Oh, yeah. You got your chicken stock, tomato puree. And what else goes in? Oh, yeah, cumin, paprika, and oregano.
What's
and
your, what's
you let
your
that
carb
soak
in
up
there?
For about 4 hours on the high setting. Oh, and then for the last 30 minutes, then you throw in some chopped up mixed peppers and olives. Oh,
there's no rice Steven. Or pasta in there.
No, no, you can do that afterwards if you want. A bit of crusty bread, rice. Maybe.
Oh,
a bit of olive oil.
Crusty
yeah,
yeah.
Bread.
Oh,
crusty
bingo, bango, jobs are good.
Oh, oh, you're so gorgeous. You're taken though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
He's married.
Yeah. Ray Foley.
Oh, well. Keane DeCrow and Heva on Today FM, where we play the music you love. Asking the ultimate conversation text starter this afternoon on 0874-100-102. What are you having for the dinner? We've got a lovely break in the Galmont Hotel in Galway City to give away www.thegalmont.com. Olive is having two meats.
Okay.
She's in Roscommon. She says, I'm having roast chicken breast on the bone. And roast beef.
I can respect that.
Olive, it's Tuesday.
Are you saying there'd normally be a choice between the chicken and the
Olive,
beef?
Olive, do you work at a carvery like? Mm. My God, woman, I'm jealous. Courgettes cooked in homemade cheese sauce, carrots and mushy peas and gravy. Olive, take me, I'm yours.
I'm not a fan of a cheese sauce, I'm out.
I like a cheese sauce on a cauliflower. Oh, my word. Jim Duggan in Cork, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, says, hi Rain JP, I'm having hairy bacon, curly cabbage and flowery spuds. I'm starving now looking at these texts. Look at them ringing in as well. 1-800-715-100 is the number. The FM, hello.
Hello, can I enter that quiz?
Yeah, you can. Who's your name?
Anne Oates.
What?
Anne. Yeah.
Anne, what are you having for the dinner?
Steak and chips.
Oh, very nice. Medium well?
Oh, well.
Well?
Yes.
Oh, you're not going to take a good steak at Jarrett, Anne, are you?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, I'm marking you down. Where in the world are you?
Tiffany in County Sligo.
Beautiful. And are we talking oven chips or are we takeaway chips, chipper chips, or are you frying chips? What's the...
I'm peeling potatoes and doing homemade chips.
Oh, very nice.
Can I get in on this, Ray?
No.
Oh. Well, you're welcome if you can make it down here.
Anne, let's be real. I was going to say, if you're going to have a steak well done, you're going to need a sauce because steak may be chewy.
You got to hydrate your steak, Anne.
Pepper sauce.
Oh, lovely. Now you're talking. Now you've redeemed yourself, Anne. And we'll put you in to win, okay?
That's lovely.
Cheers, madam. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. Man, this is regrown legs. Run and run. Tell Matt we're going late. I get knocked down, but I
don't go down. Hide away.
Sorry. Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping. Today FM playing the music you love. Listen to it the next time you're feeling down. And let me tell you from experience, you will get back up again. Whoever would have thought, genuinely... JP and I have been through the darkest times, some of the darkest times together. And look at us now, for God's sake. It's ridiculous. Isn't it ridiculous?
It's crazy.
I know it's a twee sentiment. It's ridiculous. But listen to Chumbawamba Tub Thumping, and you will get back up again. Just give it a listen. Hopefully it'll make you feel better. You're feeling crap today. Loads of the, from that now, what do you have for the dinner? 0874 100 102. We're having hake salmon prawns with sugar snap peas from Anne and Clane. Anne, nobody likes a show off. Rod says we're having chicken katsu curry. Oh, I like a chicken katsu curry. It's just a chicken curry really, but breaded chicken. Rachel says burgers in onion gravy with mashed carrots and broccoli, pure comfort on a plate. Yes, I'll endorse that, Rachel. If my 3-year-old gets the deciding vote on dinner, it'll likely be a fancy Italian dish called spaghetti alfa betty with a side of potato waffles from Neil in Wicklow. And Therese says I'm having mince and carrot fries, and the fries is in inverted commas. Two weeks to go until a bodybuilding competition. Wow. Mint and carrot fries. You really... Do you know what? You might get knocked down, but you will get back up again, Therese.
Plenty of seasoning and you'll be fine, Therese.
The darkest time. Am I doing line two? Is it? It's Kieran, is it?
Yeah.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Kieran.
How are things?
Only all right. I'm looking at all these dinners and they all look lovely. Are you having something gorgeous tonight?
I'm having lasagna and chips, but my sister, I was actually going to have burger and chips, and the young lad was going to have collie and chips and veg or whatever. Then my sister called.
Hang on, you're breaking up with me, Kieran. You're breaking up
with
me.
We're missing all the details.
He says it's having, lasagna. What did you say? You're having lasagna and chips.
I'm having lasagna and chips now. Prior to that, I was just going to have burger, chips and veg. And the son was going to have coley, chips and veg.
Coley?
And then my sister rang me to say that she had made a homemade lasagna that I wanted. I said, sure, Jesse, I'll take some of that.
Yeah, lovely.
And then I got down to the house and realised I left my feckin' key at the house in the postman in town in Mullingar. And this was at around 10 to 4. I had to drive back in, get the keys, and they're coming home from school in a couple of minutes.
They're going to kill you. How old are the children?
13 and 15.
Yeah, they'll kill you.
They're going to kill you.
The missus will kill me as well.
Your missus is going to kill. What's your missus's name?
Elizabeth.
You're a dead man, sir.
I have to get a wash into the dryer because they want to go to the swimming pool.
I tell you what, you just forget the lasagna. You're just going to have to go to the chipper today. You're just going to have to...
You know, I have done, lads.
What?
I have done.
What? You have it
you
on?
Have the dinner
on?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's just going to be late now, is it?
It'll be late. It'll still be late.
Right. You're grand. You're fine. Listen, to make up for it, right, with your beloved, we'll give you a lovely break for two in the Galmont Hotel in Galway City.
Thanks a million, lads.
You're welcome, brother. Listen, yeah.
Love the show. Hey.
Cheers, brother. Listen, you go have that dinner, all right?
Yeah, that'll do. Great. That's great.
Bye, you're breaking up with me again. You're on and off, you're gone. We could do this for the whole week, you know. What do you have for the dinner?
It's got legs.
Think about it, we'll put it on the back burner. This is Today FM. The Killers and Somebody Told Me, Today FM, playing the music you love. That's our little broadcast for a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for your endurance and your indulgence. Well, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Somebody Mold Me, where we put the Somebody Told Me band, The Killers,
in plaster molds,
into plaster molds. This is outrageous.
So they've given us their consent, Ray.
So Brandon Flowers and the rest of them.
Yeah.
We're going to do body molds of The Killers.
Yeah.
And make life-size replicas of them.
Yeah.
In Somebody Mold Me. Maybe we get to that tomorrow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was possible.
It's a good guess.
That's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.